Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Goddess Temple Palace. I have a mouthful of food. And I'm grateful that I have the food to eat. Been away for a while, a good while. Here I am, once again. Share my thoughts and hear yours, and perhaps give some messages, sacred soul messages, finish eating my food, and that's about it. You're at the Goddess Temple Palace, and I being your guide at this station of life, my life, your life, I welcome you in. Take off your shoes, relax. I usually leave some pillows at the door before you enter. Beautifully handcrafted fabric that the pillows are wrapped in for you to sit on. And no, I don't want to hear that I can't sit on a pillow because you've entered into the Goddess Temple Palace. And here, limitations like that are not accepted. I got a vibe today to talk about hoarding. There's a program that comes on television that shows various people in various stages of hoarding. And yes, I do look at it. It does help me. And no, I'm not a candidate to be on the show with the hoarders. But being honest with myself, first and foremost, most of the time when I look, I I benefit. Why is that? Recognizing the physical, the mental, and the spiritual all having a connection, and how witnessing what these different people are going through in terms of gathering things, some gather pure D trash. I saw a man today, he was a collector who became a hoarder because he became overwhelmed with the things he was collecting. And these were nice things, but he had too much of them. So we have people collecting trash, hoarding animals. Sometimes it's paper. Sometimes it's pure defilt. Sometimes it's a variety of collections. But generally, the issue is it's not organized beyond the fact that it's more than your house can hold. What does that have to do with me and you? We live in a house, a spirit lives in a house, which is our body temple. And our mind is like our computer, or like a computer, or multitudes of computers. Let's not put limitations on the vastness of the mind. But each computer has a limit on how much it can hold. It just does. Gigabytes, trigabytes, and maybe there's more than that these days. But it does reach a limit. And then it doesn't function properly. And that's similar to being a hoarder, from my perspective. When you take your computer and you put too much stuff on it, you put too much stuff in your house. Now, these hoarders I'm speaking of are demonstrating that they are wanting to hold on to things that really don't serve them. And each one of us, I am very certain, at some point in time has been a participant in keeping things that no longer serve them. Could be a relationship, could be a job, could be possessions. But what really triggered me to speak on this today was our thoughts and how we hold on to them, we hoard them. Thoughts that we've had for since we were children, for decades. And why do we do this? Why do we have a tendency to just hold on to things, thoughts? And then we want more and more and more thoughts. Feelings, holding on to feelings that don't feel good. We still hold on to them. Most everyone is hoarder, accepted or not. And I mentioned having things organized, knowing where things are so that you could put your hands on them easily. And it doesn't matter the size of your home or your vehicle, but that you have order. I have never really been much of someone who wanted to organize, have everything deep in compartments and places, but I've learned the value of that. The show has actually helped me. I mean, I knew that it had its benefits, but I'm a free spirit. I'm an artisan, and that was the way I chose to be. But it's a time saver. It's an energy saver. Knowing where things are. Not only that, the people that I've become to know who are classified as hoarders, have spent a lot of money on things that they don't even know where the heck they are, so that comes back to having organization. Things that are laying around piles 6, 7, 8 feet high, up to their ceiling, with tags still on them, never used, just gathered. So that comes to gathering information, gathering knowledge, and not applying it. There has to come a time, or not, when enough when you realize that you spent your life's energy acquiring these possessions, this knowledge, and what are you going to do with it? How is it benefiting you? What was your initial reason for gathering it in the first place? What drew you into the position of being overwhelmed by what you have acquired? People, experiences, jewelry, books, there comes a time when thoughts need to be released and transformed into a higher vibration that you should have 20 pair of shoes. Since you're a little girl, maybe your parents always make sure you had 20 pair of shoes with matching socks and even matching outfits. And as you matured, you thought, if 20 was good, then 40 or 50 would be better. But then one day you realize you weren't even able to enjoy and utilize what you had gathered, what you had spent your hard-earned money on to get. So how do you let go of these things, these thoughts? There's always meditation. There's always deciding that wasn't a good thought and shifting it into a higher vibration. Changing it that I don't have to have 50 or 20 pair of shoes in my closet. But as I wear one pair out, unless I see something that is so exceptional, and here comes another issue, unless I see a pair of shoes that is so exceptional, that the last pair that they'll ever make, or it's a one-of-a-kind pair. This will never, this class will never be taught again. Get it now or miss the opportunity. But the fact of the matter is, there will be other one-of-a-kind pair of shoes. Not those. Even something better. And to shift your thought into knowing that not having everything that you think you want, that you think you need, so that you don't overwhelm your body temple, so that you don't blow the circuits in your ability to formulate and make magic happen within your life, so that you don't find that you have built an empire of trash, of not being able to function in the environment that you have created because you have so much. Yes, we have unlimited potential. Yes, this is true from my perspective. But how do you draw upon that? How do you utilize that potential? There is an art to moving through life. And yes, nature, the great mother, she has a rhyme and a rhythm to how she moves. And there's a process of a weeding process that naturally occurs in nature. And I often refer to nature because she is my teacher. And guess what? She doesn't charge me anything but attention, that I give her attention. And in terms of being a hoarder, I just had a lot of trees cut down. And that was like the hoarding of trees. Where I live, it had become, and it was beautiful. It was beautiful. All these trees had grown just like magically. A fire came one day. And I realized that perhaps I didn't need all these trees of various kinds that nature had provided for me. And when the trees were cut, and I left many, because I hear people saying, yeah, you cut down trees. Yes, I had a lot of trees. And it's like, whoa, this is like a whole different world. And making the adjustment. It's different here. It's open, more wide open space. And I can see things I hadn't seen before. I see the deer coming around now. They might have been coming all along, but they were hidden by the trees and the bushes. I saw a large family of, what were they? Call them, I'm saying ducks, but that wasn't it, turkeys, wild turkeys. I'm like, oh, really? And I said, I wonder if they've been passing by here every year. Maybe every day. And I hadn't noticed them because they were all the hoarding of the gifts that had been given to me in terms of the greenery. And in my longing for more, because some places I wish there still was a tree there, I looked around and I said, oh, I saw these little pine trees coming up. There was still some left. So I transplanted them and moved them to another place. And then I did a research on how to take from some of the bushes that I have and make clippings and utilize them to place new growth in areas where I do want them, specifically where I am now the designer, the architect of my environment being my mind, my environment being my body temple, my environment being my home, my environment being the land in which I have access to. Yeah, most of us are guilty of having hoarding tendencies. And even though you may walk into a home that is pristine, appears to be organized, but yet they have other issues in terms of their hoarding. They may eat. They may overeat. That's taken me to, after the hoarding show comes on, there's a show about people weighing over 600 pounds. Now, I don't know whether or not they have health issues, but I know that they are exceptionally large and it's not healthy for them. And they have a tendency to hoard within their body temple the food. It just packing it in, this is what they do. And in terms of taking a clipping from what I already have, in terms of the trees, I'll apply that to wisdom. Taking a clipping from the knowledge that I have acquired and doing something with it. I have about 7 rose bushes out here that I can turn into 70 if I want. And I was thinking about that too, because I will to more rose bushes, but I don't need 70 because they have to be taken care of. And that becomes another issue. How much is going to be comfortable for me to handle. Do you have any thoughts on this? Well, those are my thoughts. And I'm gonna move on. Listen to what I had to say and wish you a beautiful day, day of freedom, a day of peace, a day of moving through your life without being burdened with unnecessary baggage.